In France, officials have noted with satisfaction President Bush's desire to forget past divisions over Iraq and to look to the future. France has said it will examine the new U.S.-sponsored draft resolution on Iraq at the United Nations, where France is one of five permanent members of the Security Council with veto power. Though the French government has indicated it has important reservations about the resolution, officials in Paris say they want to avoid another diplomatic battle with Washington over Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Is there a feeling of vindication there now that President Bush has gone back to the U.N.?
There's not any feeling that diplomats at least will give voice to. They swear there's no gloating at all. However, they don't mind, if asked, pointing out that many of the past reservations they had about going to war on Iraq were well-founded. They say that France, before the war, asked for more time to be given to find weapons of mass destruction, and they say now Washington has had quite a bit more time than Hans Blix and his inspectors and still not found any. Or they will say that before the war, French diplomats said that whatever happened, Washington would have to come back to the United Nations to organize the peace, and that is, in fact, what is happening. On a more emotional level, as you'll recall, France was the target of jibes from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who talked about the old Europe and so on, but we're not really getting any official reaction or angriness about all that now. They're sort of letting bygones be bygones, which makes it a lot easier for fence mending, which is really the major objective of the French right now, better relations with Washington. However, the French diplomats that I've been speaking to say they're not really ready to find those better relations at any price.
What are the French conditions for a greater UN role in Iraq?
In a nutshell, they take political power away from Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Baghdad, and give it to a legitimate Iraqi government as soon as possible. To be legitimate, according to the French, the government has to be elected. For there to be elections, a constitution must be agreed upon first. So the French would like any UN resolution creating or calling for a greater international rule to provide a calendar, a timetable, when a constitution will be adopted, when there will be elections, when a government will be chosen, not hand-picked by an interim body, interim body designated by the American administrators. Then, and only then, say the French, can the legitimate Iraqi government request the United Nations send in forces to guarantee security, rebuild the country, or whatever else. The French call this, in the words of the foreign minister, Dominique Villepin, moving from a logic of occupation to a logic of returning to sovereignty.
How do the French people regard the Bush administration's return to the UN?
Well, they aren't as diplomatic as the diplomats, of course. There's very much a sort of I-told-you-so feeling on the streets. The newspaper Le Figaro, for instance, said in an editorial that President Bush is calling for help and then trying to dictate the terms of his rescue. It asked, why should France spill the blood of its soldiers just to reinsure the election of George Bush? But when asked that question by pollsters, French people actually, in their majority, approve the possible sending of French troops to Iraq to restore peace. French people and diplomats actually think they have a big role to play in the Mideast, where, of course, France was a former mandate power with a long experience. Diplomats in particular are concerned that Iraq will become a zone of chaos, destabilizing the whole region. They're also very interested in the Mideast peace process, and they are concerned that Washington's resources are increasingly limited and may have to basically give up on the peace process.
And how is the French position regarded in the rest of Europe?
Well, once again, France and Germany see eye to eye, as they did before, in their opposition to war. President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder together signaled their reservations about the U.S. draft resolution last week, actually, during a meeting in Dresden. The splits inside the European Union as a whole are perhaps less deep because the leaders who supported the war are weakened in Britain, Italy, and Spain, especially in the U.K., where Prime Minister Tony Blair is having to take part in a judicial inquiry, which is shedding light on whether the government exaggerated the case for war. But I think there's a hope for a new consensus across Europe. EU diplomats meeting last weekend said it was up to London and Paris, which, of course, took up the sort of different points of view on the war.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.